Shabbat Shalom. It's Reuben Abrahimov, the Haftorah man. This week's Haftarah, Emor. Now, what do they say? Emor el HaKohanim. Speak to the Kohanim. Boom. Connection to the Haftarah. What is the Haftarah? Well, comes from the book of Yechezkel, Ezekiel, Chazak Kel. God is strong. Who was he? He's a prophet and a Kohen that lived in Jerusalem right at the time of the destruction of the temple. And as Nebuchadnezzar paraded Am Yisrael, the nation of Israel, into Babylonia, he was one of their spiritual leaders. So they looked towards him and they said, now what? And he said, I'll tell you, I can see the future with absolute certainty. And here's what's going to happen. You will go back to the land of Israel, and there will be another Beit HaMikdash, and you will worship there. Who? All of you that stayed close to God. But who's going to lead Am Yisrael? Only the descendants of Bnei Tzadok. Remember, there were 24 Mishmarot. There were 24 families of Kohanim in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, but only one in the time of the Messianic Beis HaMikdash stayed pure. And those were the Bnei Tzadok. Yes, Bnei Tzadok are going to be the ones that are going to look after the Beis HaMikdash in the time of the Mashiach. Hema Yikrevu. There they will do the sacrifices in the Beis HaMikdash. Hemu Yavo El Mikdashi. That is the family that's going to come and worship in the Beis HaMikdash. And then it describes what they wear. Remember, the book of Yechezkel was almost left out of the Tanakh. And this Rabbi Hananya, what he did is he went up into his attic with a bunch of barrels of oil. I think the Gemara says 200 barrels of oil. And he burned the midnight oil in his attic to reconcile all the differences between what Yechezkel had in his book and what it says in the Chumash, in the Torah. He had some differences about how many sacrifices, how many animals, and other details, what a Kohen can do, what he can't do. And they were going to leave him out because there was these things that were in conflict. Well, they resolved all the conflicts. That's the good news. The bad news, they lost the paperwork. So Yechezkel is in the Navi. He's in the book, in books of the Tanakh. We don't know what the reconciliation of the differences is. Rashi, the great commentator, actually attempts to reconcile them. And oftentimes what he does is he says that what Yechezkel said is only applicable for the dedication services. So it's a one-time thing that's a change. Okay, let's continue. It talks about what the Kohen wears and the garments that he wore, how his hat, his robe, everything was made out of linen and silk. Now you have the dedication offering of the Kohen. So it also talks about that they're not allowed to drink wine in the Beis HaMikdash while they're doing. And they're also not, remember, that they're not allowed to marry widows. So these laws are being restated over there. It also said that a Kohen is not allowed to shave his head, but he's also not allowed to wear his hair long. And in the Gemara, it says that they would get a haircut every day by these master barbers that knew how to cut every hair exactly the same length. So this is a little bit about what the Haftarah is about. And it says at the end about the dietary laws of what the Kohanim are allowed to eat and not allowed to eat, which are a bit confusing because it's obvious that they're not allowed to eat meat that's from a nevela or trefa. No one's allowed to eat it. So why is it mentioning it? We'll wait till the Mashiach comes and we'll ask Eliyahu HaNavi if he is ready to reveal that secret. Nevertheless, the Haftarah for Parshas Emor is one of happiness and joy about the royal family of Kohanim, the Tzadok family that are going to be dedicating and sacrificing in the third and permanent Beit HaMikdash. Shabbat Shalom. Enjoy the Haftarah.